Pat asked, "What if I'm buying and selling stocks and I'm not day trading, but I am researching the companies and the industry, tracking their history and learning as much as I can about each stock that I do invest in? Then would that be considered passive or active?" Tracy jumped in, "I think it comes down to the word active. If you are actively involved, and in this case that would be researching and learning, then I would say you are an active investor versus a person who is too lazy to learn and just wants someone else to do it for them." "Well said," I responded. "I personally would not recommend investing in anything you do not have knowledge about, which is why you must be an active investor in order to have your money working as hard as possible for you.